Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'll be using my community comments every week to highlight various volunteer, nonprofit, and service organization efforts here behind the Redwood Curtain. This week, I'd like to recognize the efforts of the Humboldt Community Organizations Active in Disaster, better known as the Humboldt COAD. The Humboldt COAD organizes our community to work with the Office of Emergency Services before, during, and after a disaster. The COAD builds partnerships between businesses, tribes, nonprofits, faith-based organizations, educational institutions, and government agencies to enhance communication, coordination, and collaboration so that we can better manage times of crisis. If nothing else, the last 2 years of fires and power outages and COVID has shown us that our community needs to be ready at a moment's notice to respond to a crisis. The COAD works to support its member organizations in preparing their own disaster plans and ensuring their staff and employees alike are trained for emergencies and that all groups are familiar with the protocols in place in working with the Office of Emergency Services. The COAD is currently working on its relaunch and structuring how it will run as an organization. There's much work to do. For instance, a database of all the member organizations and their capabilities. It's critical we map out the resources available to our county. Each organization not only has its own resources, but may also be able to access labor and supplies outside of the area in a time of crisis. Once we're done mapping this all out, it will become clear what is missing, and we can fill those gaps before a disaster strikes. The COAD needs to be able to leverage these resources for the Office of Emergency Services. If we need trained volunteers to do specific tasks or additional equipment and supplies, we need to know who to contact within our community. The COAD will also need to map out where our most vulnerable populations are and who is serving them. The power outages were a huge wake-up call as our community began to realize how many people are going to need even more aid in a time of disaster, and time may be of the essence. Senior citizens relying on the outside delivery of food and medicine, those whose daily survival depends on medical equipment run by electricity or medicines that need to be refrigerated to stay viable, families who only have enough food to last a day or two, those who have dementia or mental and physical challenges and need daily assistance, all these people will need our help in a time of disaster, and we may not have power or gas or fires rapidly spreading through our forests, or an earthquake has torn up our roads and overpasses. So when you hear about the Humboldt COAD and their efforts to organize our community, make sure you offer your support. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And remember, you can make a difference. All it takes are three words. I will volunteer.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.